A new law limits the amount of compensation an Iowa worker can receive for a shoulder injury. Critics say the change makes workers disposable, but proponents point out that the law also provides tuition so injured employees can retrain for new careers. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden reports.
In January 2016, 51-year-old Bill Bennett fell at work and tore the rotator cuff on his right shoulder. The injury makes his dominant right arm useless for movements as basic as pouring a cup of coffee.
The thing that hurts most is not only lifting, but when you turn your arm or rotate your shoulder, that's where the pain comes in. To hold the coffee pot and rotate it, you just can't do it.
So that was your left arm?
That was my left arm. I can't do it with the right.
Before getting hurt, Bennett installed and repaired large industrial garage doors, a job that requires lots of lifting and physical strength. With overtime, he says he earned nearly $80,000 a year, but it doesn't look like Bennett's going back to work.
You know, I probably only get 2 hours of sleep a night because once the pain starts and I'm up and then I can't get back to sleep.
Though Bennett's situation seems rough, in a way, he's lucky his injury occurred before this summer. Right now, Iowa's workers' compensation law treats shoulder injuries as full body injuries. So compensation is factored not only on the severity of the shoulder's impairment, but also things like age, education, experience. When a new law goes into effect on July 1st, shoulder injuries will become scheduled or extremity injuries. So the only thing that compensation will be based on is the shoulder's disability rating.
But if you look at the surrounding states to Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, etc., they also clearly call out the shoulder as an extremity.
Representative Gary Carlson of Muscatine was the bill's floor manager. Carlson says the changes are fair because in exchange for shoulder injuries receiving smaller compensations, the new law also requires employers to pay up to $15,000 for vocational training at an Iowa community college. When I asked Carlson what someone like Bill Bennett could do, he had a couple suggestions. Maybe a managerial job or something in quality assurance or manufacturing.
Our goal is to get people in the workforce. We have a workforce shortage. We have a skilled shortage. So helping people continue to transition, you know, I think that's a much more positive workforce story.
The ending that Carlson wants to come true is possible to a point. Sarah Clayton is a Career Center specialist at Des Moines Area Community College in Ankeny. She says there are many employment options for someone like Bill Bennett.
We do see a lot of our graduates coming out of, you know, our tool and die programs, our electronics and robotics and automation programs, electronics engineering programs, making really good salaries. Many of those roles would not necessarily require heavy lifting or anything like that.
According to the U.S. Department of Labor's Career One-Stop website, several of these careers have healthy salary ranges. But for someone who doesn't have full use of their shoulder, it's not likely they'll be able to train for an entry-level job where they could earn $80,000 a year, even with overtime.
The cruel, hard reality is they're probably going to face an occupation that pays less than what they were paid at the time of the injury.
Lynn Phillips is a career transition counselor in Des Moines. She says the new law doesn't take into consideration that age discrimination is a major barrier for many older workers, especially in careers that require more tech skills.
Older workers are considered out of date, slower to learn, and are pretty much automatically excluded from moving up in the ranks.
Like I said earlier, this new law doesn't apply to Bill Bennett. But if it did, I asked him what sort of career he'd want to train for. He says he doesn't know, especially because many of his options would require him to work at a desk.
I've been in the field for 30 years. I'd go crazy.
And if he could find a new career that he didn't hate, Bennett says he's so close to retirement age, he doesn't think it'd be worth it. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.